everybody. Thank you all for coming in here today. We're trying to save money by putting everybody in a smaller room. You only have to have air conditioning come into this small room rather than the big four. I don't know why that happened, but apparently it did. So hopefully, bear with us a little bit. Hopefully, we'll try and get out of here very quickly, especially those constitutional officers whose time is very valuable, and we want to keep you on time. So today, we're kicking off our land management information system project. This is probably one of the most key projects for the county to kick off. Most people don't know about it. But I want to start off by saying thank you to all of you who have already contributed a lot of initial work on behalf of this project and your employees to get us to this point. You know, it's going to be our job to get it all to the end point, and by all working together. This system touches over about 600 county employees, and it generates about $19 million worth of land development fee revenues alone. So it's very important to us as a county. When we brought this project to the Finance Committee back in November of last year, we really didn't have to say many words like we normally do for projects. They read a few pages of the staff report and realized, hey, this is really important for us going forward in the future. We're going to make the investment in replacing the system that's over 20 years old. Initially, when the system was designed, it was designed really to fit the employee, and we're going to be taking a different tack here. We're actually going to be having to change some of our systems to fit in with the software program and that are out there. We're not really looking to customize at all. If we can do that, I would love to be able to do that. We do have a few issues like proffers that are a little bit unique to us. So there's not very many examples out there of that. But you know, in that area, we might be a pioneer. Really be prepared for going from a paper system to a digital system. So, you know, where you see all this paperwork changing hands and people coming in here with those big files and trying to get them from one place to another and then transporting them to VDOT and all that stuff, those kind of days are going to be gone. So we need to be able to figure out really how we get this system to work best for us and our customers. Everybody from developers, homeowners, just about everybody is going to touch this system in one way or another. We've all been involved in this project where, before this project with our current system, where we have supervisors asking for information, we have customers asking for information. We had to do all this customization, and we really got to get away from that, because sometimes the way we ask the question, we get a different answer. And we really need to be able to be consistent in how we provide those answers back to the public and to the supervisors. The other thing that we really hope to get from the system is to be a little bit more transparent about how we are conducting business. So, you know, today, a lot of times you'll have a contractor out there says, oh, well, the plans are stuck in the county, you know, or the engineering company says, well, the county has it. They don't know who it is. And so everybody's kind of searching to figure out where things are. And lo and behold, it might just be in their hands to be able to do something. So we want to get away from that. With that, I want to go ahead and introduce my boss a little bit. It's a pleasure to work for him because he does look out for this section. He has a lot of development experience. And he looks at how we are organized and realized that we really did need to make a change in this area going forward. As I said before, we've actually had about 600,000 land transactions that go through this system on an annual basis. And so it really is important. The other thing that we're hoping to get out of this is to be able to transform into some real-time operations. We're doing some testing with some of that now. And really be able to help people reroute and operate more efficiently and effectively going forward. With that, I'd like Tim to say a few words, if you would.
All right, sure. This meeting is from, it's sort of on my calendar, so I'm assuming this is something that the replacement for Elmaya.
You're in the right place.
I really wasn't briefed on this. I have no idea what this is about, other than to say that this is a kickoff to start the process. My assumption, based off of the meeting invite, is that we hire Gartner to help us go through that. We able to still work that will eventually good. So it is a critical project. It is important to modernize the system, get off the DB2 platform that we're on.
So really, I think the most important thing to really take away from this is that we are adopting our processes to fit the software that's available and that we eventually go with that are out there. And Gartner is here to kind of help us get through that process. It's important to know that Gartner is working for us. They don't have any interest in who eventually gets the contract or what system we go to, anything like that. We've made sure that's not a possibility both on our end and their end. So I think that's important to know that we have, you know, a consulting company that's here to actually help us get through this process and implement it well. So with that, Les.
Thank you. My name is Larry Cooper and I'm from Gartner Consulting. And before we talk about the Gartner project team that's going to work on this project, I'd like to talk about our Center of Excellence. Approximately 5 years ago, Gartner recognized that there was a significant demand, specifically around land management, procurement of land management systems, health assessments, that a team needed to be established that could support, you know, these types of a project that were coming up, whether it was the health assessments, whether it was assisting a city or a county or a state level agency through the procurement process, or even providing program assurance as they're going through that implementation life cycle. So a team was established. Right now, our team is over 20 individuals that are part of the Center of Excellence. Myself and Robert are two of those team members that are part of that Center of Excellence. That we it's not all that we do, but we focus on projects just like this that is really around land management and land development. So with that being said, I want to talk a little bit about our team. Jeff Perkins is the senior managing partner and Paul Denver is senior managing partner. Paul does apologize. He had some travel issues, was trying his best to get here, but you know how that works when you're trying to travel, doesn't always work out as you would expect. I'm going to be the project manager on this project for the next several weeks. A little bit about my background. I've been in the licensing and permitting world for, I feel like it's quite some time, since 2002, so almost 15 years. I've participated in over 50 projects, whether it's working for SIs that deliver the projects, whether it's working for vendors that are supplying the software, and also in terms of part of the Gartner team. Recent projects that I'm a part of, obviously this project here with Loudoun County, also a part of City of Phoenix project, City County of San Francisco, assisting at different points of the FDNY project, fire department from New York, and then recently wrapped up a health assessment with the state of Massachusetts. So, they're very familiar with the process that you guys are going through and actually been a part of it at multiple aspects of it, right? Whether it be in part of the vendor and a side that's trying to deliver and as well as part of Gartner. Christy Rinaldi will also be a part of the team and she'll be here in some of our future on-site visits. Christy's got an incredible background as well. She actually worked for an SI before becoming part of Gartner, I think over 5 years ago. So what you're going to find from working with our team is many of us have been doing this for quite some time. It wasn't just last year that we said, hey, let's jump into this land management stuff. Seems like it's really taken off nowadays. And then I'm going to let Robert talk about himself real quick.
Sure. My name is Robert Kidd, consultant with Gartner. I'll be working with Larry on this project. We'll be seeing more of you in the coming weeks and months. A little bit about myself. As Larry said, I'm part of the Licensing Permitting Center of Excellence with Gartner. Worked with another number of planning and building departments across the country. A few of them recently with the City of San Antonio, their planning development department. City of Los Angeles, building, planning, all the community development departments in that city. Worked for the LA Fire Marshal. which has Las Vegas and the Strip. So excited to be part of this team and looking forward to help out. And I'll be talking a little bit more about what we have going on.
And last but not least, John Pastrinos, who is not here today, but he's a subject matter expert. He's been a part of quite a few large projects. He oversees the State of Mass project. He was part of the DBI project with the City of New York. So very, very experienced team. Everyone that you see on the board, as we start to work on some of the deliverables, we'll talk about those in a little bit. Everyone will take part in that. Everyone reviews it. I think one of the great things about working at Gardner is we go through quite a few iterations and trying to make sure that everyone provides their point of view, which is something we've been talking about with each of the teams, is we really try to stay independent, objective. We're going to give you our thoughts from a point of view standpoint. Again, we're not affiliated to anyone's software company. We had some questions as we were going through the interviews that we've already kicked off. And some of those questions are, did we already select you as a vendor? Have you already selected the vendor? So just as we start to talk about the project background and objectives, I wanted everyone to know we are here to help the county, you know, move to this process. So the end state is that you release an RFP, the request for proposal, and that vendors would respond to that. And again, that's what we're going to help you guys or assist the county in preparing for. So again, we're not going to select a vendor. If you asked us which is the best vendor, which is the worst vendor out there, you would probably get an answer or something along the line. They all do great things, and they all have areas that they can improve on, and it's going to be very, very objective in terms of what we provide to you. So background, you guys know all about this, and both Mr. Young and Mr. Hemstreet talked about this. You've been on this system for almost 20 years, and I've got to say, what a great accomplishment. You know, we work with a lot of agencies that are still truly using paper. I mean, they don't have a system, they're using paper, and that's all they use. And I think you guys have done a great job. You know, we use the term COBOL and DB2. What does that translate to? That's your LMIS system, and you have other systems that integrate with those systems that you've been leveraging for quite some time. And so congratulations to the county for taking a system and using it for 20 years and really, you know, make it work. Because, again, a lot of agencies you work with, they struggle to work with the system for 2 years before they're trying to look for the next replacement. It shows that you guys have great resolve and you're willing to make a system work for you and accomplish what you needed to. You got a fair amount of users that are on the system, over 600 users. That's amazing. You've written 1 million lines of code, and we actually talked to some of the resources who did that. That's going to clap my hands for you.
The rest of them are in here, too. Yeah, the whole team. Hands up, team. Come on.
Early in my career, I thought I could write code, but I wasn't so good at it.
That's the million line team right there.
For those of you that did that, you know, again, that's quite an accomplishment. And so as times evolve, right, and technology is evolving and there's new emerging technologies, and really what you're seeing in the land management space, especially the space as you try to serve your citizens and your constituents, it's really come up to speed to where counties and cities and state level agencies can now start to look at off the shelf systems to try to meet the needs of their citizens. Now, although not one system can do it all, you know, many of the systems out there can, you know, handle many of the things that you want to provide your citizens or the county staff or your developers, architects within your community. So in the past, you guys have already performed, you know, current state assessments and determined it's time. It's time to start to look at replacing the systems, and that's what we're going to assist you in. And Robert's going to talk more about the readiness assessment and the governance framework. So you guys are seeking help in this process, and again, that's what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. We're validating, you know, what are your functional requirements, what are your technical requirements, you know, what's the vision that each of the different departments have for a new system. It's very common that you can't just take one group's perspective and say, well, this is the vision, this is what we want out of it, because the vision is going to be different based upon what services you're providing to, whether it's your we're trying to understand all of that, understand what's working well, maybe understand areas where you think there might be room for improvement in terms of how that would translate to the system. And we're going to try to document all that information and then bring it back and present it to the team. All right, so moving right along. You know, we said something about trying to get out of here. You wanted me to keep it under 2 hours, right? Just under 2 hours?
Let's
go. We're trying to make this fast. So in terms of where we are today, if you look at where we're at, we're just right into the project kickoff. As soon as we've wrapped up the kickoff, we've really finished off task 1.1, which is project initiation and project management. Almost. There's one last piece that, and that's working with the team to establish a project schedule and make sure that everyone agrees that we can deliver to that project schedule. Then we're going to move into task 1.2. Robert's going to talk a little bit more about that, but that's us developing a readiness assessment, that's establishing a governance framework, and then we'll move into the requirements validation. When we get to the requirements validation, it's important to note, we're here this week doing interviews, and we're taking all this information, and that's going to help us to develop the readiness assessment. And after that, we're going to come back again, and we're going to do another set of interviews, a little bit longer, really going to dig into the finite details of what you're looking for out of the system. And then last but not least, we'll finalize with the solution, with the RFP, you know, validating it and making sure that it has all the right components so that when you release that RFP, you're in a good place to be successful in selecting a vendor. And the vendors, you want the vendors to understand, you know, what the county needs out of the system. That's very important. All right, we talked about these just a little bit more detail, and we're going to dig into one more layer of detail. Project initiation. We've actually been at this for a couple of weeks, working with Karima, Randy, Tom. Team's been fantastic, super responsive. I mean that when I say that. It's just not lip service because all the senior executives are in the room. Definitely worked with many agencies where it's like pulling teeth to get responses out of them. And again, I feel very confident this will be a very successful project just based upon the responses that we've had so far and how quickly we can make decisions and move through the process. Phase two is a readiness assessment. That'll be weeks 1 through 5. We have two specific deliverables that come out of that. Weeks 6 through 14 is where we finalize the requirements, develop the RFP. So on and so forth. I'm not going to go into all the details because we're going to hit on that a little bit more. So more of the details of project initiation. So it's really us working close with the county and preparing for this engagement. And the same thing's going to happen when you move into the phase of where you selected an vendor. You're going to go through a project initiation phase all over again once you selected a vendor. And during that time, what you're trying to do is establish, you know, what's our schedule? Who are the resources that we're working with? Do we understand and have a common understanding of the deliverables and what should come out of those deliverables? And that's essentially what we've been doing in project initiation. We talked about loud and responsibilities in terms of participating in status calls on a weekly basis, identifying the project stakeholders. You know, we still have an outstanding item where we have to define, you know, who's going to be the project manager of the project, and then we have deliverables, the project schedule plan, and the kickoff presentation, which we're actually doing today. With that being said, I'll turn it over to Robert for a little bit, and then we'll close up.
Sure. So I'll go a little bit more into the readiness assessment. So we've already been here a couple days. We'll be here tomorrow as well, talking with folks, and we have meetings scheduled next week as well. This is really our opportunity to understand how you all do land management. We, you know, have our background of how other jurisdictions do land management, but we want to understand your unique needs and requirements. And at this point, focus on your readiness to embark in the next steps of the procurement and implementation with the vendor. So we talk a lot about what's focused on some areas that's going well, not so well, and try and translate into, you know, future benefits, needs, requirements of the future system. We also look at the as critical critical success factors. So as Larry mentioned, we also come into projects after a vendor's been implementing for a while, and we have about 18 different specific areas of a project that we do detailed assessments on, like training, and we get into data conversion and those technical aspects, but we also look at project management areas, you know, risk management areas. And this is where we're helping to lay the foundation for a successful project. And in this phase, we'll also be looking at the governance model. So how can all the departments and IT work together to make decisions to move forward, and how can the departments at all levels work together on the implementation of the project. We'll go in a little bit more in detail on these examples. So for this project, in this initial phase, since you're still early on, we're going to focus on five areas. So the governance structure, executive leadership, also how folks can work together on the business processes and identifying requirements. Take a look at the solution complexity. So LMIS is obviously the focus, but you have other things going on, right? So what about e-plans? What's happening there? Document management, the portal, all different areas, credit cards, and finance, and revenue, and fees. So looking at the different technical areas and what needs to be in this request for proposal. Resourcing, making sure you identify resourcing needs. You know, when a vendor comes on and you sign up for this engagement, you need to have people at that table to work with the vendor. And lots of times, software, you can make software do things, but it's helpful to have folks, you know, understanding the business process, talking with the technical folks to truly meet the needs of every worker, every staff that works with county constituents. Excuse me. Organizational change management, this is something you may hear more in the future, and you also start to hear things, you know, more regular communication, eventually training. This can help in, we talked about business processes. Potentially, you may find areas for improvement, to do things better, and now that you're not limited in maybe a certain way by technology, may identify a way to do it better, and you may want to coordinate between departments to identify how you can implement those processes. So that's that area, and we have ways to help staff work together in that area. And then the statement of work goes into the request for proposal. So not only what functionality and technical requirements does the solution need to deliver, but what implementation or professional services you need the vendor to deliver throughout the software development life cycle to bring you the solution into production. And then governance, this is, you know, besides complicated flow diagram, it's the opportunity to identify specific committees with, you know, identified individuals meeting on a regular basis to make decisions. And this not only at the highest levels, but at, you know, how this works at the lower levels as well. So we'll, through these interviews, we'll be identifying what we think may work for the county and provide our recommendation in terms of best practices and what we've seen work in other areas, and then work with the county to identify who will actually be on these committees and get them initiated. And this will be critical ongoing with the vendor, as the vendor will come on site with resources and, again, you know, need people across the table to work with.
Just to add on, in terms of project success factors, the when I think of projects that have been very successful, I think of projects that had established governance and actually followed the governance model that was established for them. They had organizational change management identified. And it really stuck to the plan in terms of those two areas. You'll hear us say this. Some of you have already heard this out of both Robert and I. When we've seen projects falter, when we've seen projects not move along in the right direction, typically it's not because of the technology. Usually the technology is not really what is failing. It's typically the governance model, isn't being executed properly, or the organizational change management, which is really, when you think of organizational change management, it's making sure everyone within the organization understands what's going on. They understand the process that you're going through. And that isn't just the internal staff. That's pushed out to constituents. It's pushed out to, you know, your important developers, contractors, architects, engineers, everyone really understanding, you know, what's the goal of the county and how are you going to accomplish that goal. And when everyone understands that process, it's not an easy process, right? I think most people don't understand that you as a government agency, that, and I've said this a few times already in the past few days, you guys have a full-time day job. And it makes it very tough in terms of trying to manage and take a system like this live, while you're also trying to serve your constituents or these developers. And so by having that the proper amount of communication and to make it more successful, having the ability to make very clear decisions along the way that aren't ambiguous, that don't take weeks, allows the project to be very successful.
So the next step so we're currently doing interviews for the readiness assessment, and then we'll come back in a few weeks next month to review that with the team. After that, we'll be back going into more detail with you on requirements and validating the requirements that you've already collected, you know, what we would expect to see, you know, that would define an off-the-shelf product, and make sure you're covering all your unique needs and business process. So we'll, you know, go through all the different functions, technical groups, make sure we talk at another level of detail down and identify those BCM's business capability model that define what Loudoun County land management process overall dirt to dirt looks like. Take a look at, this goes into the RFP development in some respects in terms of developing those functional, non-functional, technical requirements to be able to communicate effectively to the software market what you're looking for in your software so that appropriate vendors can respond with an appropriate solution. And so just some visual examples, you know, capability models. You know, we may do some use cases on some more unique use cases to go, you know, on a narrative flow, English language flow of what you do, what the user does, and what the system needs to do in response, and detailed requirements matrix to go into an RFP. The next one's another example of so more examples on business capabilities, overall capabilities, and then taking it to another level, what are the different pieces and bringing it to the appropriate level of detail. We don't want to be over prescriptive in the RFP to exclude folks, but we have an understanding of, as Larry said, this is a good timing in terms of the market has matured more where there are software vendors out there that can handle most of your needs that we expect. So just some examples, and then I think that there we have another example of requirements matrix. You know, getting to that level of detail where a vendor can respond, yes, no problem, out of box, no problem. Or this is where they could identify those unique needs that may need the customization so we can quantify what that level of customization would look like.
In the past two slides, you probably noticed this as New York City, the previous slide had Build LA, so trying to give real world examples. And then when you look at something like this, we're talking about the Moscow approach, must have, should have, could have, or won't have. You know, we're applying Gardner's, we're taking Gardner's intellectual property where we've worked with quite a few other agencies, large agencies before, and trying to mold it into the needs of the county.
And also in the RFP, I talked about those implementation services that you would also ask for. So you're probably going to want a project manager from the vendor side to be your point of contact with the vendor, and just identifying, you know, what those skills and what that role would look like to have a strong partner with you to help, you know, manage the vendor for you as you move forward in the process. Okay, last step after validating the requirement and thinking about what the future system of the future vision of the system should look like would be actually validating the request for proposal documentation. So, you know, we do, across our team, we do work with multiple jurisdictions every year, writing multiple RFPs for land management. So we have an idea on the requirements and also the services to go in them. But also, you know, you want to get good responses. You want to have enough responses where you can weigh your options, good, bad, and indifferent. And part of this step will also be to figure out an evaluation and selection framework for the proposals that come back, right? So working with that governance structure, but also the selection criteria. So what are the business criteria, technical, risk, cost, different areas? How are you going to evaluate the proposals that come back from the RFP? How are you going to decide which one's better than the other one? Will help with those for that part. Some visuals, putting it all together, all this leads up to a good RFP that provides good responses. So all this work that you've done in the last few years that we're reviewing in the next few weeks will lead into this RFP, and then the goal is to get selected good proposals, selected good vendor. Anything else? So I think we're going to wrap it up with next steps.
The next step, kind of torn. I have a couple of analogies that I wanted to use, and I'm not sure which one I want to use. Maybe I'll talk about both. So I served several years in the Marine Corps, and I talked about this earlier. And one of the ways you can view this process is this is like the preparation for going into combat, if you will, right? So the next phase of what you're doing is we as a team have to prepare for what happens if, you know, if we go into combat. And then the final stage is actually, you know, working with the vendor. So probably a better way that's going to make more sense to everyone is, and I talk about this analogy all the time, we do kickoffs and we're working with teams. This is very similar to a construction process. And really this is the process of a developer has come to the county and said, hey, here is a parcel or many parcels of land that I want to develop. And what you're going to do is you're going to work with them, whether it's through the pre-planning process or all the processes, to make sure that they have all the right attributes in place, whether it's the proper plan for how they're going to develop the land, they understand the land use limitations. We're trying to do the same thing with you so that when you move into the next stage of actually selecting a vendor, you're very well prepared to be successful, which is the same thing you're trying to help your developers do so that when they finalize that process and they actually start to develop that land, you want them to be successful, right? You don't want them having to call anyone to say, hey, I'm not getting this or this isn't going the way I want. You want it to be very smooth. You want it to be very transparent and seamless. And so that they're very successful because then that makes your life a lot easier. That's our goal. That's why we're here today, is to help you through that process. So hopefully one of those two analogies stuck. Obviously the
Marine Corps. Combat one, maybe it's a
name. Maybe we're fighting against France.
All right, so upcoming Gardner activities. Obviously, we've really worked hard with the team to develop the timeline, prepare for the kickoff, and then get to the point today. Throughout this week as well, we've already had 6 interview sessions. We'll have 4 more interview sessions tomorrow, and then next week we'll have another 5 interview sessions. And then at that point, we should be able to start to develop our readiness assessment. We may have to come back to some of you and ask some more questions and conduct a few more interviews, but for the most part, we should have a basic understanding of the readiness of the county. This is typically a 5-week process, and during that time, we'll also develop that governance model. Once that's complete, late August, we'll start on the future state vision workshops and use case requirements, game requirements, with the goal of having our part of the project, the initial phases, wrapped up somewhere in the October-November timeframe. Leave that somewhat open at this point, but that would, you know, that's the overall intent or the goal of the project looking at. That being said, in closing, again, we are, our team. Paul Denver is the engagement manager, project manager. Kit is a delivery consultant. Christina Rinaldi will be on the project. We'll leverage Gartner research where we need to. And if that adds a lot of value to where we're able to go back to the research that's already been developed, prior to us being a part of this, and we can leverage that and help share that with you guys. And then quality assurance will be provided by John Chino. And then Jeff Perkins is the executive sponsor from the Gartner standpoint. We'll transition into the questions and answer phase of the kickoff. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
So I think what we had decided to do is to open it up to questions. We've got several people that have been involved with the project up to this point. Obviously Wendy and Karima from DIT, and I'm representing the Community Development Department. Just a little bit of a background. We've spent really, I think, about two and a half years right now within the Building and Development Department, as well as our partner departments, especially planning and zoning, looking at the way we do business now, looking at LMIS, looking at all these various elements and phases. So we've done quite a few interviews with people within our department. It hasn't branched out to everybody yet. So what we'd like to do is believe that we've laid a foundation for where we are today. With Gartner coming in as an independent partner, we hope their expertise will lend with what we've already done. And the goal being that this is a successful project where everybody's involved, and it's not the responsibility of Building Development to make this happen. It's the Community Development Department's needing this to happen, but also on behalf of the constituents, the developers, and the staff, certainly, going forward. So we're all in this together. It's not one person's responsibility. It's all of ours. And one of the things I will lay out here, because this is a personal opinion, my director, Mike Siegfried, inherited a department from Mr. Wharton. And Mr. Wharton was somewhat of a legend, hopefully positively for most of y'all. But when Mike filled his role, I think he was probably seeking to figure out what was he going to make a difference as the director of Building and Development? What's his legacy going to be? And I think Mike latched on to the desire to push this type of system on behalf of the citizens and the builders and the staff for the future. So really, this is his legacy. So I know from my perspective, where Building and Development has been involved, and Paul Brown has certainly helped to lead this with us, is that this is a big part of us all leaving a legacy for the county. And so we're motivated to make sure that when Mike retires someday down the road, he'll be able to look back on this project and say, we succeeded. We made a difference, and we left a really good legacy of a system for land management for the citizens of Loudoun. So, Wendy, we'll open this up to question and answers for y'all. If anybody has an additional comment, certainly now's the time.
Well, I did want to make one comment in that I can't thank enough not only our staff groups from the different departments, but the development community, the engineering community, all the business associations from the commercial developers to the residential developers. It was pretty not transparent. It was all happening over about a 15 to 18 month period, where we had 126 staff from all the participating development agencies, as well as the support agencies, Town of Leesburg, VDOT, Loudoun Water. The exciting thing about this project is it's not us, it's the whole service industry. And for VDOT to come to the table and say, we're going to do electronic plan review with you, and this is not from the state, this is from our district office. You need to thank those district office people, because quite frankly, I think they're going out on a limb because they've decided to do something locally that the state's not been willing to do. But we probably have had 250 different participants. But I still have a concern because while we've got great information, we have yet to get this down to the actual multitude of the 600 users. And so one of our challenges is going to be helping that happen over the next couple of months. Also, I have to dispel this rumor because I heard it when I came in. This is your project. I'm not working on this project.
Sorry.
It's in the able hands of Tom and the team that's going to be assigned. Now, there's phases I'll be involved with some staff teams about change management, and we want to really make sure the integration with systems we need to talk to, that we're all on the same page. But I'll be at Rahal for the next year. So I'm leaving it in all your good hands to make Tom look good and Wendy look good and the leadership team. This is a legacy project for all of us, quite frankly, of what it could do for open data and public access and transparency of process. If I can stop the 10 phone calls we get a day about where is my thing in the process, because they have an open portal where they can see where it is, we're going to get so much more efficiency. And then the last thing is the digital world. You know, I lived at a DTCI when I was over there. When we implemented that enterprise system, we had staff the first 3 months was printing every piece of paper out of the electronic system and still filing it in file folders. We knew we weren't on the right track. But at the end of about 3.5 years, DTCI had all their project information in the cloud, 250,000 documents that were meta tagged, could be found, could be sorted. And instead of going to the project manager, you went to the project and you could find what you were looking for. I see that vision in land management. They're partnering with the Laserfish enterprise solution that DIT's put in place. If nothing else, I've requested a place where all the final signed documents can be found by staff and the public. Because all the time I spend looking for where's that signed copy of the proffer agreement is very time consuming. But really where we're at right now, and Wendy's advice to bring Gartner in because of their expertise, this is really exciting time. And I think while it's going to be work, at the end of the day, we're going to have something we're very proud of.
So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Wendy Wickens, and I'm the Director of IT, and I would like to introce Karima Smith. Karima's our new Assistant Director of Enterprise Systems, so she's got the team that's been working on LMIS, and actually the team that's going to be really focused on this going forward. I am super proud of the team that wrote the million lines of code, so I do want to say thank you for all of those years. I think we are light years ahead of some of our partnering jurisdictions, so I do want to say that I think that that's a great thing, and I do think that this project is going to be a really game-changing kind of implementation for the entire county. You know, all of you know that over the course of the last 5 years, we have implemented a lot of huge enterprise systems. We're still living ERP, which, God bless us, is our first paycheck will be August 4th, which, by the way, is my birthday. So that's what they have that go with. We've done ERP phases 1 and 3. We've done a new library system. We've done the tax system, thanks to the Treasurer's Office and Commissioner of Revenue. We've done the new mass appraisal system. I mean, we've done the new CAD system, huge CAD system. So I think one of the benefits of having done so many enterprise systems in the course of the last 5 years is that we've learned an awful lot about implementing enterprise systems and the right way to go about implementing enterprise systems. So I am super proud of the team for all of the work that they've done in getting us ready. I'm super excited that we've got Gartner on board to help us continue that momentum. And I'm looking forward to having my department work with all of you and being a part of this project, because I think this going to be a really great and very successful project.
All right. So,
questions?
Yeah, if there's any questions from folks, I know that there could be some. I will send a copy of these slides to everybody that was invited, and those that weren't, that's fine too. I'll just let me know. I'll make sure I get this out, and feel free to go ahead and get this information to your staff if you feel it's appropriate. We'll also start to develop some communication channels as far as posting things, so that if you ever want to check on the status of where we are, you don't necessarily have to make phone calls or emails. We'll give you some kind of a shared area for you to get the communications of status reports and timelines and stuff like that. So we'd like to do that as part of the project at some point. So open it up. Does anybody have any comments, questions, concerns?
Suggestions?
Don't
advice.
Do this. No. If not, thank you very much for your time and attention, and certainly we'll be in touch, and we'll ask everybody's involvement going forward, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And certainly we'll be in touch and we'll ask everybody's involvement going forward, I'm sure. So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.